Yeah, I will not beat around the bush. It does cause pain. If we measure pain by behavioural responses, by blood parameters, yes, it is painful. But so are a lot of things in life, and you can't get away from that. The issue is what we do with that pain, that we provide some management with that pain, I think is a direction in which we as an industry will be moving, is to show that we are doing it as early as possible so the pain is minimal, and secondly, that we are doing something to manage that pain.
What is there in the way of a code of practice in Australia at the moment?
There's been a new set of national standards and guidelines that have been presented or put together by Animal Health Australia, which are in the process now of being adopted by the various jurisdictions around the country. In the north, the guidelines are is that they be processed before 12 months or at their first muster. And down south, because of the different management options down there, the age is reduced.
How far do you think the northern WA pastoral industry has to go before it can reach those standards?
A large portion of the cattle industry in Western Australia is within those parameters. There are exceptions outside that, but I think it's a process. As an industry, we need to be working towards managing our herds better so that we can perform these procedures at the more appropriate age. But I guess it should be something that we are doing voluntarily because it's what market forces are requesting. And so we need to be putting management practices into place that are enabling us to meet those expectations. So it's in our own interest to be moving towards meeting those guidelines.
And how practical do you think those guidelines are for very large and remote Kimberley stations where you've got huge properties, rough country, you might have feral cattle, very, very challenging scenarios?
Yeah, they are very challenging, and I won't walk away from that at all. But as I said, we need to be moving towards that and working towards trying to manage our herds so that we can manage them in appropriate timeframes. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's a direction that we're moving in. I think there comes a point where there are certain animals that don't fit within those guidelines that we don't get in the timeframes that may have to just be tipped and may not be able to meet the premium market, may not be eligible to go on a boat. That may just be the consequence of that. But I think if we say that we can never do it, it never will happen. But we need to be moving towards doing things better, being more proactive, trying to manage our herds better.
What's the fundamental thing that you're focused on?
I'm wanting to see our producers being able to manage the herds better so that they can do things in the right age-appropriate timeframes, which will require tighter management of our breeder herds so that we can access our weaners at the right age when they need to be processed and weaned. One of the strategies that I've been working with a number of my clients is to pregnancy test cattle into age groups or into calving groups so that we can process them at the time when they need to be processed, not trying to process them with little tiny calves at foot when we're going to cause calf mortalities. Processing them at an age when they can be weaned off their mothers so that they can be processed when they can handle the muster. And that's also to look after the cows so that they aren't going to become too poor in body condition, dragged down by lactation. So it's trying to maintain them in a good body condition, conserve body weight on the cow, but not weaning calves prematurely before they have to have a lot of expensive inputs put into them to maintain them. So it's trying to manage the herd so that we can deal with them at the appropriate age, not sort of just a harvest operation of getting them when we can, but being managers of the herd.
What about selective breeding?
That is something that we can use as a tool moving forward, is to select for poleness. But it's something that's not going to happen overnight. Genetics is something that changes over time. And I think selecting for one trait on its own is always dangerous, is in that it leads to other problems. The depth of the genetic pool for other desirable traits like weight gain and fertility by selecting just for one trait alone. But it should be a trait that we are identifying as a preferred trait that we are putting extra weight on.
Is there anything holding progress back?
one of my frustrations is that there are products out there that can help us improve the welfare of animals quite economically. And so these products are not being processed by the APVMA quick enough. I don't understand why they're dragging their heels on getting their approval for use in cattle sooner. Products like Trisolvan, which would be beneficial in processing of our weaners, reducing blood loss, reducing pain, and providing a disinfectant at the same time. It's a product that will improve the welfare outcomes of the animals. It's just not legally available to us at the moment in cattle.